I don't want to alarm you, but Garland has disappeared before. Granted, it's always been work-related. Agent Cooper, did this seem work-related?
Well, ma'am, that's hard to say.
So, Betty, you're saying this behavior is part of the way the Major operates?
Let me ask you this. Did he leave suddenly?
Yes, he did. We were speaking philosophically, and I left the campsite to answer the call of nature. When I returned, he was gone.
The fact that you were in the woods is very significant.
In what way?
Confidentially. He talks about them constantly.
Ma'am, has the Major, clearly a man of no small spiritual advancement, been attempting to contact some element that lives in the woods as a part of his top secret work?
That's classified.
Well, he certainly has a Renaissance passion for exploration, doesn't he?
That is how he sees himself. And there's no manual for it. And there's certainly no manual to be married to it.
Betty, thanks for coming in. I guess there's not much more we can do right now except keep our eyes peeled.
Garland left some notes on his bedside table. I can call you back with them.
They might be very helpful.
Harry, the Major just didn't wander off on some work-related assignment. That flash of light I saw was a powerful force that exists in those woods.
Sheriff, we found Mr. and Miss Milford's wedding present. It's a matching scarf and ascot set.
Good. I still owe him a gift from last time.
I can't believe that he's getting married again. Dougie's weddings are a seasonal thing, like the return of the salmon.
Marry in haste, repent in leisure.
Hello, Sheriff? There's a call for a Dale Crooper. Long distance. I hope I didn't cut it off.
Temp. Lucy's helping out with the Milford wedding.
Coop, where are we? This is Gordon Cole calling from Bend, Oregon.
How you doing, Gordon?
Coop, I just called to say that you have my full support in this investigation business. These are hard times, but we get through them.
Thank you, Gordon.
It ranks poor with me, too. Now, Coop, is any of this true? Double homicide? Stolen drugs? Storming a whorehouse?
It's all a bunch of hogwash.
And I have to tell you, the Drug Enforcement Agency's starting to nose around. They're sending down a top dog to investigate the drug angle.
Who are they sending?
It's Gordon. It's Gordon Cole.
Who's the agent?
Oh, Dennis Bryson.
It's Bryson. He's a good man, Harry. No nonsense.
Don't let him rattle you, Coop. These guys make a living looking through other people's drawers. We've all had our socks tossed around from time to time. Couple of words of advice. Let a smile be your umbrella.
Thanks, Gordon.
See you, Coop.
Well, Harry, time to face the music.
Morning, Roger. Gentlemen.
Agent Cooper, it's showtime. You've heard the charges. What do you wish to present as your defense?
I have no defense. I am completely confident in the rightness of my actions. Some of it occurred outside of Bureau guidelines, and I will pay the price for that. But I am innocent of any criminal wrongdoing. If they wish to charge me, I will defend myself in a court of law.
Dale, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And the first thing we expect is a bureau man to stand up for himself. Now, a man who can't, who doesn't even try, well, he may be packing feathers where his spine is supposed to be.
Roger, I know the moves I'm supposed to make. And I know the board.
So?
I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. And I've started to focus out beyond the edge of the board. At a bigger game.
What game?
The sound wind makes through the pines. The sentience of animals. What we fear in the dark and what lies beyond the darkness.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about seeing beyond fear, Roger. About looking at the world with love.
They're liable to extradite you for murder and drug trafficking.
These are things I cannot control.
The suspension will remain in force. The next move is up to the Canadian government and the DEA investigation, which begins today. You've cracked a big case. You've been under a lot of pressure. I may recommend a full psychological workup.
Thanks for your candor, Roger. So long, fellas.
James?
You mean Eddie's friend with the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been around for a couple days. Listen, I gotta ask you something, and I hope you don't think this is too personal.
What?
Well, are you still, like, going out with Mike or anything?
No.
Yay!
Why?
Well, you have to promise not to say anything. Promise, okay?
Sure.
Well, I think there may be some major chemistry developing. Oh, my God. There he is.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mike. He has the cutest buns.
Nadine? What about Ed? Aren't you still seeing him?
Yeah, sorta.
Well, if you're still seeing Ed, then how can you start seeing Mike?
Well, Eddie stays home and Mike's at school. Eddie likes to stay in, Mike likes to go out. And let's be realistic, sometimes Eddie acts like he's old enough to be my father. Catch later.
Could I get a beer?
Hi.
Hello.
Headed somewhere?
I'm sorry?
Is there someplace you're going to or running from?
Got the wrong guy. I'm all right.
Men are always all right. Right up until they pull the trigger. And then we watch the neighbors solemnly march out to the news cameras to tell us he was such a nice, quiet guy.
Well, I'm only quiet on the outside.
I could almost hear what's inside from here. Live nearby?
Yeah, Twin Peaks. It's a nice jacket.
I'm glad you think so. Look, can you do anything with cars?
Yeah. Why, you got a problem with the vet outside?
No, it's my husband's Jaguar. Somebody squeezed me on the highway and I drove it into a ditch. I think it would be a very good idea to have it repaired before it gets home.
Well, I could take a look at it. My name's James.
Evelyn. Evelyn Marsh. I live right up the road.
Well, are we in a hurry? Do you mind if I play the box first?
I don't exactly punch a clock myself.
Good day, Dick.
Hello, Andy. This is little Nikki, my charge from Happy Helping Hand. Nikki, this is Deputy Andy.
How do you do, young fella?
Hi.
Andrew, old boy, little Nikki and myself, we just came from Horn's department store where Nikki was fitted for a new wardrobe. And now we're on our way for a Malted, and we were hoping Lucy could come with us.
Oh, shoot, Dick. Lucy's up at the Great Northern, helping with the Milford wedding.
Oh, God, that's right. Doogie's getting married again.
Lucy's not here? Does this mean we can't go out for a Malted?
Yes, unfortunately. We'll have to go some other time.
But you promised. Can we go?
You know, Dick, it's close to my lunch hour. If you'd like, Nikki, I'd sure enjoy taking you two guys out for a Malted. How would that be?
Oh, boy.
So what'll you do if we can't figure a way to get you cleared?
Well, Harry, the giant said a path is formed by laying one stone at a time. Have either of you fellows heard of a place called the White Lodge?
Where'd you hear of it?
Well, it was the last thing Major Briggs said to me before he disappeared.
Cooper, you may be fearless in this world, but there are other worlds.
Tell me more.
My people believe that the White Lodge is a place where the spirits that rule man and nature here reside.
Local legend goes way back.
There is also a legend of a place called the Black Lodge, the shadow self of the White Lodge. The legend says that every spirit must pass through there on the way to perfection. There you will meet your own shadow self. My people call it the Dweller on the Threshold.
The Dweller on the Threshold.
But it is said, if you confront the Black Lodge with imperfect courage, it will utterly annihilate your soul.
Agent Cooper, Agent Bryson's here to see you.
Send him right in.
Dennis Bryson and I work together in Oakland. He's one of the finest minds in the DEA. Harry, we're in very good hands.
Coop. Dennis?
It's a long story, but actually, I prefer Denise, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sheriff Truman?
Pleased.
Deputy Hawk?
Denise Bryson, Drug Enforcement Agency. Well, I had a nice ride out here, Sheriff. It's hard to imagine you have even any crime. I picture you chasing lost dogs and locking up the town drunk.
Unfortunately, it's a little more involved than that.
Well, let's get right to this, Dale. The DEA's interest in you stems from allegations made by an RCMP officer that you stole drugs being used by him in a sting operation.
Denise, I believe I'm being set up.
Well, my recent experience has taught me never to judge too quickly. Well, anyway, I'll get right to this and get back to you later.
Okay.
I understand we're both staying at the Great Northern. How's the food up there?
Denise, you're in for a real surprise.
So are they.
Well, we'll catch up later. I want to tell you all about my new life.
Anxious to hear about it.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Sheriff. Deputy?
That's a good color for him.
Is there something you want?
Hey, Mike. Aren't we being a little forward?
Come on, guys. I want to hear some drama and see some sweat. Attaboy, Nelson. Come on, pump it. Pump it. Hey, what's your name, little lady?
Nadine Butler.
Well, Nadine, ever give any thought to going out for the wrestling team?
Jesse, it's time. I can't be with you unless I know.
Oh, Harry.
The truth.
The truth. I used to work for a man in Hong Kong. His name is Thomas Eckhart. He helped me. He took me off the streets when I was 16. When you're from a poor family, sometimes they sell their female children. I was lucky. Me about life, about business. He was my father, my master, my lover. When I met Andrew Packard,
I was already afraid for my life. Andrew was also a business partner. When Andrew asked me to marry him, I said yes.
Who is this Mr. Lee? Who's this cousin?
I'm sorry, Harry. I was just trying to keep you out of this. The less you know, the better.
Who was he?
He works for Eckhart. He said if I didn't go back with him, he'd kill you.
Why?
Because Eckhart wants me. He's never stopped wanting me. He thinks I'm his property. When Andrew was alive, he could protect me. I now believe Eckhart is the man responsible for Andrew's death. We were in the airport in Seattle, and I just escaped. I'd rather die. I'd rather die than go back to that monster.
Josie, you'll never have to go back there. You're with me now.
And now you kill the both of us.
No. Let him try.
Sorry it took so long, but we're a little short on help today.
That's quite all right. I've been looking forward to this pie. I've heard so much about it.
You won't be disappointed.
Hey, I'll get you anything you want. Hey, sweetheart, you gonna get some coffee?
How was your hunting expedition?
That was a little fatiguing.
Catch anything?
I hope not. I'll catch anything. I came across a 12-point buck, you know, standing by a deep water pool. So I made this very soft approach, and I lined him up dead center. Pow!
You should have had your camera. Are you having it mounted?
Oh, yeah. Even as we speak, it was great. Just great. I think I better go and check on your mama, huh?
She's not here, Ernie. She's gone back to Seattle.
Seattle?
And that's where I think you should go to.
Hey, buddy. What's with the long face?
Vivian's gone back to Seattle.
Oh, better for you, Buckaroo. You got 4 kilos to unload. You want the ball and chain get in the way, do you?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Better hit the phone with a hot rod. We're on the deadline.
Here we go. 2 3 berry pies and 1 super snow frosted chocolate latte.
Wow, thanks.
Looks just like Whitetail Mountain, doesn't it, Nikki?
How much does it cost?
Oh, money is no object, little Nicholas.
Oh! Damn!
Sorry, Uncle Dick.
It's okay, Nikki. Uncle Dick isn't mad. Are you, Uncle Dick?
Uncle Dick is simply ripping, thank you. Pass me a napkin, Uncle Andy.
Oh. Gosh darn it, anyway.
Sorry, Uncle Andy.
Think nothing of it, little Nicky. Uncle Andy went funny boom boom, didn't he?
I think I can put this right.
It is beautiful.
Jeffrey loves this car. My husband. He loves this car.
Where is your husband, Mrs. Marsh?
I don't know this week. He travels extensively. Business. This car was built in 1948. Jeffrey has to have the most unique and beautiful toys. They have to be perfect. He's that way about everything he owns. Could have learned something from that if I'd been paying attention. Are you that way, James? Are you that way about your bike?
I guess I'm not so interested in how my bike looks as I am where it can take me.
Where do you want to go?
It's not really a place, it's a feeling. Sometimes riding at night, I punch off the headlights and roll on the throttle and just rock it blind into the dark.
So, do you think you can fix it?
Yeah.
There's a room above the garage. You can stay there if you like while you work. Room and board, and anything else you think is fair. I really do need to have this fixed before Jeffrey gets home. I'd like you to stay, James. I'd enjoy the company.
Okay.
Good. It's settled then. I'll leave you to it.
A stag party? And I wasn't even invited?
Where the hell have you been?
Ben, I have had an absolutely killer schedule.
That I have been through in the last few days.
You said
that you took care of Catherine in the mill fire.
She's alive.
And as you might imagine, not a happy camper. Through trickery, extortion, she has managed to cheat me out of both Ghostwood and the mill. Then there is the small matter of being arrested for the killing of Laura Palmer. A real business enhancer. On top of which, my trusted solicitor, the late Leland Palmer, turns out to be a homicidal
lunatic.
Tough week, Ben.
Do you think the furniture in this room is adequately arranged?
I have been toying with the notion
that if one could find the perfect arrangement of all objects in any particular space, it could create a resonance, the benefits from which to the individual dwelling in that space could be, could be extensive, could be far-reaching. Would you help me with this desk?
That's fascinating, Ben, really. Listen, though, what we have to talk about now is One-Eyed Jax.
Jax, yes, One-Eyed Jax.
Mm-hmm. Here's how it is, Ben. Ben, you're out.
Excuse me. I own One-Eyed Jax.
There's been a friendly takeover.
You come in here under my employ and have the gall to tell me...
Oh, that's another thing. I don't work for you anymore.
Renault. Jean Renault.
It's Renault, isn't it? Hank, let me tell you something.
The guy is a psychopath. Psychopath. And you, my friend, are dancing with the devil.
Ben, you're a nut.
You think I'm just gonna sit here, and let you take all this?
Ben, life has changed. I want you to listen to me when I tell you that this is how it's gonna be.
Don't patronize me, you goon.
You're a mess, Ben. Look at you. You screwed up, boss man. You're out, Ben.
Of course, you couldn't help but take note of my emphatically traditional opening. I must say, your responding move was nothing if not reflective of your predilection for the tidy and fastidious. See how my response to you begins to lead us towards a classical confrontation? But there's doubt in your mind. What are my true intentions? How will you answer this time? Hobgoblins, Dale. Consistency, predictability, giving rise to patterns. We both know only too well how these patterns leave you vulnerable to attack. You with your wounds, I with mine. Let me paint you a picture. My knights will skirmish. Lanes of power and influence will open to my bishops and rooks. Pawns will naturally be forfeit. I'm even prepared to sacrifice my queen because I assure you, dear Dale, my goal will be attained at any cost. The king must die.
You, Douglas Milford, take this woman to be your wife, to love and to cherish so long as you both shall live. You bet I do, Reverend. If there be anyone who knows not why this union should be made, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
You're damn right. I want to object. This little gold digger just wants his money. And his publishing empire. And God knows what all. And look at him. He's got one foot in the grave already.
Okay, Duane. Okay, well, just take her easy.
But you know that I've had problems here. All these years.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, let's just get a little air, shall we?
It's pretty peculiar, isn't it?
Don't give it another thought, doll.
Well, I know this is my opinion that I've expressed, and I want you to all understand it.
Excuse us.
Marrying every 2 months? Good God.
So, if there be no further objections.
Cooper here. Denise. Well, that'd be nice. I'll be right down. Diane, when I've got a moment, remind me to tell you about Agent Bryson.
I just love Milford weddings.
Unfair advantage. How many of those girls were varsity wide receivers?
Very few.
Bad news first. I found cocaine residue in your car, and my guess is it will match the lot stolen from the Mountie.
Dennis, this can't appear straight to you.
Denise.
Sorry.
It's okay. Well, sure, it looks like a frame, Coop, but I'm gonna need more than your opinion to make that stick.
Can you help me?
That gets into a very delicate area. But on the other hand, I'm trying very hard recently to get more in touch with my feelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cake.
Dougie's always been a sucker. Let a woman pass with play in her eyes and jello in her walk, and he's a trout on a hook.
So, Denise, if you don't mind my asking, what happened to you?
No, not at all. I like to talk about it. It's really very simple. Last year, I was working undercover suburban surveillance, and the seller had a few kinks in his rep. It seems that he'd only sell to transvestites. So my partner and I shacked up. I played the part of the buyer. And I found that wearing women's clothes relaxed me. I continued wearing them into the night. My partner thought it was my consummate professionalism. It was a very confusing 2 weeks.
Well, this is all a pretty amazing disclosure, Denise.
Imagine how surprised I was, Coop. It's not exactly something you plan on.
I guess not.
Sheriff.
Harry.
I'll have a draft, please.
Sheriff, arrest this woman. She's too beautiful to be living in this state.
Oh, hey, aren't you that FBI man?
Not currently, no. Dale Cooper.
Dale. You solved that Laura Palmer case, huh?
Come on, darling. We're playing our tune. See
you. Sure hope those two go up to the honeymoon suite soon. We've had to separate Duane and Dougie twice already. It happens every wedding.
Boys will be boys.
I was married to the same woman for half a century. God rest her soul. That's because I used my brain for thinking, not my garden hose.
This cake is delicious.
The music turned out pretty good.
Might have been the death march.
excellent dancer.
The wonderful thing about dancing, Audrey, is that you never know where the step to lead. You just have to hang on and hope the music takes you there.
Your brother, my husband, Andrew Packard, was killed by a man named Thomas Eckhart.
Tell me something I don't already know.
You're in terrible danger, Catherine.
You helped kill my brother. Try to cheat me out of my land, my family's lifeblood. Utterly destroy my existence, and now you want to save me.
I had to do these things to stay alive. I have no one to turn to now. I've got nothing, and I'm at your mercy.
Now, enough. Let's be practical. What do you propose we do?
I don't know.
Then I'll tell you. From now on, you work for me. Here, at the house, as a maid. You move your things into the servants' quarters. If you disobey me, if you lie to me, if you contradict a single thing I tell you, I shall find this Eckhart and feed you to him by hand. Is that clear? Speak!
Yes, I understand.
Fine. We'll talk about this Eckhart some other time. You may go to your room. But Josie, I'll take breakfast at 7 in my room. Coffee, juice, dry toast, oatmeal.
Yes.
Sweet dreams. Happy, Andrew?
Everything's going exactly as we planned.
And now?
And now, dear sister, we wait for Thomas Eckhart to come looking for his one true love. And when he does,
we'll be waiting for him.